Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
She knows everything, or at least that's what she'll tell you. It's time to play Mo Knows Country, a little trivia contest this morning. And Karina in Jersey Village, are you the one to take Mo down today in this contest?
Yes, today's the day.
Today's the day.
I'm actually feeling good about you, Karina. It's a hard day.
Mo's already qualifying that if she loses, there's a reason. Yeah. All right, here's how it works, Karina.
All right, we've got a $100 bill, and it is Mo's right out of her purse, and it's going to be yours, Karina, if you win. So we're going to ask five country-related trivia questions. Now, the person with the most right answers wins the money. Ties go to Mo because why, Karina?
It's her money.
That's her money. Yes. Yeah. All right, help me get her out of the studio. Tell her, get the heck out of here.
Get out of here.
Love you.
Yeah. All right, we'll wait for Mo to get out of the studio. But Karina, I got five questions for you. And here's your first one, okay?
Okay.
Songwriter Sean Douglas just sold his home for $3.8 million. He made a huge bunch of cash when he wrote the smash hit song, Die a Happy Man. Who sings that song on the radio?
I don't know. Pass.
Question number two. With all the great music that the Charlie Daniels Band put out over the years, they only had one number one hit. What was it?
Pass.
Question number three. Before there was CMT, Country Music Television, this city in Tennessee was the home to TNN. Do you know what TNN stands for?
The National Network.
Question number four. You got the brains? Let's see if you've got the touch, all right? In Shania Twain's song, she sings about Tarzan, Captain Kirk, and Elvis, just to name a few. What Shania song am I talking about?
That don't impress me much.
Question number five. When he wasn't just killing time, this country star worked as a bait cutter and a fishing guide here in Texas before he hit it big back in 1989.
And that?
All right. Let's bring Mo back and see how she did here. Mo, get back in the studio here. How'd she do, Eric?
All right. It looks like Mo, Karina got 3 out of the 5 correct.
Nice job, sister.
All right.
Let's see.
Pressure's on you. You don't have much room for error here, Mo. Question number one. Songwriter Sean Douglas sold his home for $3.8 million.
Woo!
He made a wad of cash when he wrote the smash hit, Die a Happy Man. Who sang that song on the radio?
It was Thomas Rhett.
That would be correct. Thomas Rhett.
With Nelly, right?
That would make Mo one, right?
Uh-huh.
And she got that one wrong.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
Question number two.
Ready.
With all the great music that the Charlie Daniels Band put out over the years, they only had one number one hit. What was that number one hit for Charlie Daniels?
The only one I know is The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That would be correct.
Correct.
That was your only number one hit.
I'm sorry, Charlie and Daniels.
Now, Karina got that one wrong as well, so it's 2-0.
All right, here we go. Before there was CMT, Country Music Television, this city in Tennessee was the home to TNN. What does TNN stand for?
Tennessee News Network?
No. The Nashville Network.
Which Karina got right. What? Makes it 2-1.
She's making a comeback here. Question number four. You got the brains. Let's see if you got the touch. In what Shania Twain song does she sing about Tarzan, Captain Kirk, and Elvis, just to name a few?
How did you forget Brad Pitt?
Well, because if I say that, it
gives it
away.
It don't impress me much.
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
is.
That means it's 3-2-2.
3-2. All right, here we go. Because she got that one, too.
Okay.
Question number 5. When he wasn't just killing time, this country star worked as a bait cutter and a fishing guide before he hit it big in 1989.
A fishing guide?
Come on. You know this one, right? He was a bait cutter and a fishing guide in Texas.
In Texas?
I need an answer, Mo.
Clay Walker.
It is not Clay Walker.
Oh! Who is it?
Clint Black.
That means this final score is 3-3.
Wow.
It's a tie.
Karina!
No.
You were so close. But, you know, the ties go to Mo because it's her money. She gets to keep it. But I got to hear you say it, Karina.
My name is Karina from country, Jersey Village, and Mo knows country.
She does. That's true.
But we both know Shania Twain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but both got that one. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, that was a tight one. All right, they've been tight, but nobody's dethroned her. Will tomorrow be the day? We'll play again, 8:20, here on The Morning Bullpen.